Controversy continues over the Olympic Games in China. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Protests today in Washington, D.C. and New York as the U.K., Canada, and Australia join the U.S. in a diplomatic boycott of China, citing human rights abuses.
The U.S. State Department calls the ongoing human rights abuses against Uyghurs in the Xinjiang province genocide. NBA star Enes Kanter is calling out corporate sponsors backing the Games. Video went viral of Chinese officials trying to end a live broadcast of a Dutch television reporter at the Olympics. The International Olympic Committee called this an unfortunate and isolated incident.
Fox's Christina Coleman. GoFundMe is taking heat for removing a fundraiser for Canadian truckers upset about COVID vaccine mandates.
The crowdfunding site GoFundMe says they took down the fundraiser supporting the so-called Freedom Convoy of Canadian truckers because the website only supports peaceful protests. GoFundMe says the Freedom Convoy had turned into an unlawful occupation of downtown Ottawa. GoFundMe said the over $10 million Canadian would be sent to credible established charities chosen by the Freedom Convoy.
Fox's Brian Yenis. Police in Corsicana, Texas say a man killed four members of his family, including a child, before fatally shooting himself. Authorities in Virginia say one person was killed and four others injured from a shooting in Blacksburg, not far from Virginia Tech. Fox's Griff Jenkins.
Just before midnight, shots rang out at a bar on Main Street called Melody Hookah Lounge, just a short distance from campus. The shooting bringing back painful memories nearly 15 years ago. An undergraduate student killing 32 people, injuring 17 others.
And two people were killed and two more injured in a shooting in the Milwaukee suburb of Brown Deer. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Former Vice President Mike Pence publicly rejecting criticism from former President Trump.
Pence was speaking to the conservative Federalist Society in Florida when he directly contradicted his old boss.
President Trump is wrong. I had no right to overturn the election.
The former president had blasted Pence, putting out a statement Tuesday saying the House committee investigating the January 6th riot should look into why Mike Pence did not send back the votes for recertification or approval. Pence went on to say the only role of Congress with respect to the Electoral College is to open and count votes submitted and certified by the states. Till NATO, Fox News.
The Minneapolis mayor imposing a moratorium on no-knock warrants Friday, 2 days after police entered a downtown apartment and killed a man.
Body cam footage released by the Minneapolis Police Department of SWAT team members fatally shooting an armed black man during a no-knock search warrant earlier this week. Now the mayor is imposing an immediate moratorium on no-knock warrants until the city evaluates its current policy.
Fox's Laura Ingo. The parents of the man say police startled him from a deep sleep, leading him to reach for a legally owned gun. A flat tire leads to an accused jewel thief going to jail.
In Brownstown, Michigan, downriver from Detroit, police officer Kyle Tolliver stopped to help a driver with a blown tire.
The front right wheel was completely gone, rotor included.
And something about the driver wasn't right.
He was nervous, upset. He was trying to get somebody to come pick him up quick.
Tolliver asked for and got consent to look around inside the vehicle. In the trunk, he found a bag containing more than 60 pieces of jewelry.
I'm thinking jackpot. We got it.
Police say the bling had been stolen from the back of a UPS truck parked at a mall. Among the items they've returned to the rightful owners, a ring for a wedding this weekend. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.